The qualities of inspiration. Inspiration carries with it the quality of being still, being alive and caring. It is never doubtful or conceited. It is praiseworthy and sings your praises. Inspiration's watery current flows through tears, laughter, breath, body, and soul. Its embrace is sure, its joy everlasting, and its creations pure. There is nothing anyone can do to cause inspiration to stop loving and sharing peace. Inspiration is all that is and will ever be in the hearts and minds of those willing to open to its grace. Often we have questions about inspiration. How do I know that was inspiration? I will share my experience and you reflect upon yours. I experience inspiration as having many qualities. 1. Ease. Inspiration inspires a sense of ease. This does not mean everything we are inspired to do will be easy. It may be quite challenging, and we will come upon obstacles and difficulties. Yet, like a bird soaring through the trees, we can stubbornly crash into the tree, forcefully attempting it to move, or we can remember ease and fly around the tree. What may appear to be a circuitous path is a direct path into peace. 2. Comforting. Inspiration inspires a feeling of being comforted. Comforted in the sense that we feel comfortable. If you feel uncomfortable, there is a reason, and it is an opportunity to look at the discomfort and ask yourself what thoughts and perceptions are causing this discomfort. Again, following inspiration isn't necessarily a breeze. There may be some discomfort letting go of cubicle habits, yet something within feels comforted as we choose the guidance of inspiration. We know we are on our path to peace. 3. Effortless. Inspiration inspires a sense of effortlessness. It is truly amazing the things we can still accomplish without so much effort. The cubicle self tells us that we must work hard to be productive and we must push, push, push. This is not true. Firstly, the words must and should are cubicle vocabulary. We can meet obligations and be responsible and work productively without pushing. Inspiration is not a pusher or a puller. It doesn't try to push us back into the past or pull us into the future. It simply says, be here now. Effort is a half-hearted attempt to make the past and future assert themselves in the present to experience a sense of wholeness and completion. Our completion does not require anything from the past or the future. Your wholeness is here now. Inspiration is effortless, and in being so is much more productive than cubicle efforting. Cubicle efforting is fatiguing because it is all about control. Inspiration's effortlessness is sustaining because it isn't fighting. 4. Gentle strength. Inspiration inspires gentle strength. This is the most powerful strength you will ever encounter because it overmines the cubicle brute strength or bullheadedness. Cubicle strength does not know gentleness, thus it is weak. For it is the lightness of gentleness that carries us through the most difficult of times. Letting go is in gentleness. 5. Moving. Inspiration inspires us to action. We have all experienced a time when we feel moved to say or do something, to respond as opposed to reacting from anger, fear, or guilt. As we respond to this inspired movement, we become peace in motion. 6. Still. Inspiration inspires stillness. There are those moments when we are moved to stillness. Often we side with cubicle resistance and try to push this natural pause, for the cubicle mind fears stillness. It is in the still point of inspiration, in the pause, that we come face to face with our inspired self. 7. Integration. Inspiration inspires a knowing. This knowing happens because we are experiencing integration. We have moved from understanding a part of something to experiencing the whole. How does this happen? Through doing. That is, it is one thing to read, study, and talk about something, like listening and following inspiration, for example. Yet it is the actual practice of listening to and following of inspiration that brings the experience of wholeness and peace. As we practice being truly helpful, we see its value as we experience its value. We experience our value. This experience of wholeness is integration. It may be revealed to us as a peaceful inner knowing that does not require explanation or justification. It simply is. We know it is, and that is all that matters. It is a matter of the heart.